informed, and entertained. Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos on KTAR News 92.3 FM.
All right, make sure you're here at 5:15. Maricopa County Sheriff Paul Penzone stops in for his monthly exclusive interview. And we'll ask the sheriff a number of things, including this vaping epidemic. Does MCSO have a plan? Do they know how to combat this vaping epidemic that we've got in our country, really?
Yeah, because people, you know, criminals, they're putting, you know, certain substances that can go into those vaping pens, and it's pretty scary.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. So we'll talk to the Maricopa County Sheriff. Also, if you miss any of the interview, we've got you covered with the podcast, Mac and Gatos podcast, iPhone or Android. It's brought to you by Arizona Cold Air. Make sure you subscribe.
Okay, in a few minutes, Alex Stone is going to join us. He's obviously from ABC News, and he is out at the Area 51 event.
Way out.
Now here's what's worrying me. He's 2 minutes late.
He was abducted. He's already been abducted.
I hope he wasn't abducted.
Yep.
Because he's supposed to be joining us now. Okay, so you know we've been making fun of this stuff for like, what, the last month? Somebody goes on Facebook,
oh, yeah,
starts
it's
a page.
It's months ago, and the government actually got involved and said, hey, don't come here. You will be shot on sight.
Oh, my goodness. So there are bans out at this. People have tents. It's
going to be a festival.
It's like the place to be.
Right. It's a festival, except this isn't going to turn out well.
Urgh.
Joining us now is Alex Stone. He was not abducted by aliens, but I don't know if he's been probed.
Oh.
He's from ABC News, a correspondent in Rachel, Nevada, where the site of Alien Stock. Alex, how are you? Do you need help? Do you need us to send somebody out there to get you?
Hello, Earthlings. I have been probed, and now it hurts. Oh, man. Talk about true alien believers. They are here. They are in Rachel tonight, and they'll tell you that they've seen aliens, they've talked to aliens, they've seen UFOs, and they want to see some stuff tonight. But, you know, I asked them, how are the aliens going to know you're out here? They don't know there's this thing going on. They're going to fly by and, you know, rock the wings for you. But they want to see some stuff tonight. They're beginning to show up now.
Alex, what happened? Did you draw the short straw on this one, or are you exactly excited to be there?
Well, I think it's going to be fun. Tonight's going to be a little crazy because, you know, there's a lot of beer that folks are drinking right now, other drinks, not the media. That's later tonight. But the folks who are here, and so they're planning on, you know, kind of a cheap man's Burning Man where it's starting to rain here. It's getting muddy. They're still building the stages, but it's all, you know, where they've cleared out the desert landscape and put down soft soil for people to party in and to dance in. Now, the crowd is not the 2 million who had responded. Right now, there's probably about 100 RVs here and campsites. So there are a few people in each of those, maybe a couple hundred people in total. But tomorrow is the big day, the day that was advertised as the day to storm Area 51. So it may go up, but these folks are telling you they're not storming Area 51. First of all, most of them are way out of shape to do the 20 miles of the desert to get to the gate. Even though we're as close as you can get, it's still 20 miles out there. They're not doing that. The guts are too big, and they're drinking a bunch of fruit. They're just here to party, and they say they just want to have a good time. They're not going to do anything bad. But local authorities, they've been very worried about this. They've got an incident command post set up about 10 miles away, satellite dishes up, feds in there, locals in there, in case somebody does try to breach into Area 51. And the locals who live here, this is a town of 54 people, and they're all against it.
What?
Except for the owner of the Little Alien. The only business in town is the Little Alien, and she's the one who's been pushing this. Even though the founder of Storm Area 51 bailed on this and is now doing his own event with Bud Light in Las Vegas, 3 hours away.
Oh.
But she's been pushing it. So you've got this weird dynamic of the locals are angry and they let you know it. As I came into town, I was warned to be careful who you talk to because the locals are rather angry and will tell you their two cents. And then you have folks coming in. I've met people who've driven in from Illinois and Colorado. They tell me there are people here from Chile and from France who flew in, and they're just here to have a good time. And they're drinking beer, and they're telling their alien stories.
Alex Stone, ABC News. He is at the site of Alien Stock. It is where people are going to run towards Area 51, and who knows. Hey, what's the best alien story you heard so far?
Well, the family from Illinois, they first went to Roswell before this and then drove here from Roswell. So, you know, they claim they've seen them, they believe in them, they've had close encounters. They're all aliened out. Probably the best product I've seen so far. The closest gas station is 45 miles away.
Oh, geez.
I stopped to top off there before doing the final 45 miles. And they sell alien condoms there. The slogan on them is better safe than getting cloned.
Is it for the the alien or for human beings?
Yeah, I don't know. And I don't, if they're going to need those tonight, I don't want to know. But, and they glow in the dark.
Of course they do.
Yeah, I put them up on Twitter. They're up on there if you want to see a picture of them. But so it should be interesting. We'll be camping here all night. Nobody's leaving from here. So,
are you afraid for your life?
Are you afraid? You should be afraid. Get out of there, Alex.
Get out of there.
Well, we've got our Walmart bread and peanut butter and jelly. We're ready for tonight, so we're good to go.
You know, Alex, you bring up a great point there with your Walmart peanut butter and jelly. This is not a town that can support hundreds, even thousands of people.
54 people live there. That's it.
Right, right. There's no way these people, how long do you think they can possibly stay there? They don't have food. They don't have water. They don't have public restrooms. This could turn out to be a real problem in a couple of days.
Mm. Well, and that's why Matty Roberts, the founder of Storm Area 51, he bailed. He said he sees this as a humanitarian crisis. This is the fire festival all over again. Mm. The thing is, most people who are here seem to know what they were getting into. And so everybody's brought their own food and they brought their own booze. Now, granted, we're only a couple of hours into this.
Right.
Not Saturday night yet. Mm. But they've all brought their own stuff and they're cooking and grilling and doing whatever they need to do. There is no food here. The little alien is closed. There is nothing else in town. The bathrooms are a couple of porta potties that they've got here, and that's about it. So to get to anywhere where there is a little bit of food in the form of a gas station, i.e., 45 miles away at that gas station with the alien condom. So there's nothing, and you got to have enough gas to get out of here. As we were coming up here after leaving that town, where they've got gas, it says next gas 160 miles.
You've got
to know that you got enough gas to get back. That'll be the only thing, is if people idle to power their stuff and to get air conditioning, and then they don't leave enough gas to get back.
Alex, if by some chance you get gas tonight and have to use the restroom, where are you going? Are you sharing?
In the truck. He's in the ABC truck.
Is there an ABC truck with a can in it?
Well, ABC is bringing in an RV tonight, but two things. Number one, they've already told us it's number one only in there. And number two, I have not been invited into that RV to sleep. They tell me they're bringing quite the bar, but to sleep tonight, I don't know. You know, maybe I'm too loud. Maybe I stink too much. I don't know. I think I'm going to be sleeping in my rental car. I brought a pillow. I'm going to put the seat down.
Man.
And I'll be sleeping in the car.
You're awesome. We got to talk to you tomorrow. We're going to call you tomorrow.
Yeah,
we'll
check in with you tomorrow, Alex, and see if you survived the night.
Be careful.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
All right. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Wow.
Rachel, Nevada, the site of alien stock. What a mess.
This is going to turn out
Storm
bad.
Area 51.
Yeah.
Holy moly.
Looking on Twitter for the alien.
All right. I don't want to know. I don't want to see that.